spiritual health care. Our objectives today will be to learn how to assess our personal spiritual health and that of friends, family, or others we meet around the world, and to learn ways we can help and apply Bible verses that can make a difference in spiritual health. So I hope today, after sharing a little bit of the spiritual health journey, that will allow you to be able to share that information with others. I was asked also to speak on my recent journey into Guatemala. How many have been to Guatemala? Raise your hands if you've ever visited. Nobody here. Well, great. I know that I didn't expect to visit Guatemala this year, but as the Lord had it, He decided to make me a professor over at the new medical school up in Yakima. It's an osteopathic medical school. And so I will be starting officially there in a paid position tomorrow, but I will have an opportunity to interface more with the students, some of the students that I met on a trip to Guatemala. And this happened at the end of June. We went for 2 weeks. And during that 2 week period of time, we were able to do clinics in a very remote location, about a 6 hour drive from Guatemala City, in the poorest area of Guatemala. And that was called Solala. And the people there were the Mayan Indians. They had very little. And it was a wonderful opportunity to not only provide physical health care, but also spiritual health care. And it was the first time for the medical students that were with me between their first year of medical school and their second year of medical school to have an opportunity to provide not only physical health care, but also spiritual health care. And so the tools that we'll be using today will be an opportunity for you to use those same tools that these students used in Guatemala, because they're tools that can help anybody, regardless if you're sick or not sick. Spiritual health is a part of all of us. And I speak on the fact that God can heal all of us, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so today our verse is a good reminder that His saving health will be something that we can share with others. Why? Because He has first caused His face to shine upon us and for us to know Him. So now we have something to give to others. And the first step in discovering and treating a problem is asking the right questions. So today I'm going to be asking a lot of questions. How many of you have never met me before? Raise your hand if this is your first meeting with you. Might be a visitor here or been here but just never met me. Just a few of you. And just so that you know, I'm an emergency physician from Kennewick General Hospital. I also work up in Prosser now. And as an emergency physician for well over 15 years, I primarily focus... Oh, okay. Okay, yes, that's fine. It would be better for Frank to translate as we're going. Good. Okay. Well, as an emergency physician, then I have had opportunities to meet physical needs in patients' lives, but also to ask some questions that would help to assess their spiritual health.
我是一个那个医生，在，对，因为很多伯父伯母没有耳机，所以我们决定在这儿上面进行翻译。他说他是一个医生，不仅是要治疗他的身体，同时呢，也要治疗我们灵性方面的疾病。
So the first question I'll ask is, what is spiritual? What is spiritual?
就是说,什么是属灵,或者什么是灵性?
If you were talking to someone, a friend, or someone who was visiting perhaps from a country where spiritual part of man is not discussed, what would you say is their spiritual part?
所以如果我们遇到一个人在说起这个健康的时候,他们问, 说什么是灵性，你怎么回答？
Well, people are physical, emotional, and spiritual beings.
人是一个身体、灵性还有情绪的一个综合的一个活物。
How many of you men out there look like this fellow physically? Oh, I see some in the back. Yep, I see those hands in the back row. Yes.
有几个就看，觉得身体像那个小伙子一样健壮。
And he looks very physically healthy. He probably has to exercise a lot to stay with that amount of muscle tone.
他的身体非常的健康，他肯定是经过了很多的锻炼。
The lady in the upper corner, she looks very sad, like she may have an emotional problem.
上面那个右上边那个女的，她好像她的精神受到很大的刺激，有一些很情绪方面一些问题。
Are two people praying in the corner? One is looking down and one is looking up, or one has closed eyes and one is looking up.
还有两个人在祷告，一个向下看，一个向上看。
And we can't always tell how a person is spiritually because it's a matter between them and their maker.
我们在灵性方面，我经常不是那么明显能够看出来，因为是内心的活动。
But there are questions that we can ask friends or family to find out how they are doing spiritually.
但是我们对于我们自己而朋友，我们可以一些问题，这样可以找到他们的属灵的生活的状况。
First, we need to know the difference between religion and spirituality.
首先有两个问题我们要知道，要区分开，就是什么是宗教，什么是灵性。
Religion is a man-made specific set of beliefs and practices usually associated with an organized group.
宗教是一个人根据自己的信仰和实际需要来创造的一个信仰，它通常跟一个组织联系在一起。
But spirituality is an individual's sense of peace and connection to others and God. It's also beliefs about forgiveness, hope, relatedness, and the meaning and purpose of life.
灵性是一个人平安，还有跟其他人的关系和神的关系的一种感觉。它是包括一些像对那个原谅、希望。基于其他人的关系还有生命的意义和目的等方面的信仰。
Now religion is that outward expression of spirituality. And religion attempts to connect us spiritually with God. Here there's a picture of a priest helping a woman take her communion, her remembrance of what Jesus did for her on the cross.
宗教是那个灵性的外表的反应。宗教通常也是期望人跟神建立关系。这边右边的照片是一个牧师，那一个其他另一个人。
Remembrance of him, but we do not necessarily have to be in a church to remember the sacrifice of Jesus.
他那个相片上是进行那个圣餐，耶稣说过，我们也要进行吃圣餐来纪念他。
So do you see the difference between the two, between religion and spirituality?
所以我们要从这儿可以知道什么是宗教，什么是灵性。
Some more definitions. Spiritual is the vital life essence of an individual. It's an outward expression. It's shaped by our life experience, our culture, or other personal factors. And as I traveled in Guatemala, I would notice that the Mayan Indians, they were spiritual people, but many of them didn't know the one true God that we sang about this morning.
灵性是一个人的生命的最基本的要素，他的外表反映在就是生命的经历，他的文化，还有个人的一些因素。他又提到了他在那个瓜地马拉的一些经历。
Our spiritual side is what gives our life purpose and meaning.
属灵方面，灵性方面，就给我们的生活的有它的意义和目的。
These past 2 days, I spent with a Russian woman who was raised for over 34 years in the Russian culture that teaches them there is no God.
她这两天她在跟一个俄罗斯的妇女在交流。她这个妇女在俄罗斯生活了34年，一直都在受的是无神论的教育。
She talked about when she went to Canada that she had an opportunity then to start to think about God, the God of the universe, the God that created the beautiful flowers, butterflies, and all that she saw around her. She was given an opportunity to start to look into her purpose and her meaning in life.
她后来去到了加拿大，从那儿开始，她知道了一些关于神的知识，然后她开始思考这个问题。她根据周围的花、还有蝴蝶等等各种东西来开始思考。
When I was in China this last time, I asked one of the administrators of a hospital, how come the Chinese people do not find it easy in China to recognize God? How come they find it difficult to want to go to church or to show life meaning and purpose and to speak in that way?
他说他上一次去中国的时候，他跟那个医院的院长在问一个，就是说为什么中国人信神这么难？他们为什么中国人不能去教会来找到生命的意义和目的？
And he said that the people in China, since they are in very young in school, as young children, are told that there is no more to this universe than what we can see with our eyes.
他说，就是说，你们这中国的人在很小的时候受的教育就是说，没有神，在宇宙里面，我们除了我们能看见的之外，其他的什么也没有。
That there is no big God or a big plan for their life.
没有一个神或者一个更大的计划。
Of course, we know now, just looking through a microscope, that there's a whole world under the microscope that we can't see with our eye.
我们也知道，通过那显微镜，我们看到可以看到很多很多的东西，是我们肉眼看不到的。
And looking through a telescope, we can see a whole universe that we can't see with our own eye.
我们通过望远镜也可以看到更多更多更多的宇宙里的东西，我们用肉眼也看不到。
So we know that we are not able as humans to understand all that this universe is about.
所以呢，我们人通过我们自己是没法知道宇宙里的一切的。
But God, who is spiritual, wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
但是神是一个灵，祂可以通过祂来反映整个的宇宙。
So the most important thing we can do on this earth is to know Him, just like the song that we sang this morning was to know Him and to love Him.
所以我们在世的一生里面，一个一件最重要的事情就是认识神。
All humans are spiritual, but not everyone is religious.
所有的人都是有属灵的，但是不是所有的人都是。
This is a picture of some of the Maasai people that I worked with in Africa. Many of them knew there was a God who had created the world around them, but they'd never been in a church or known anything about taking the Eucharist or the communion. They didn't know about religious practices.
他这一些人是他在非洲的时候的一些人，这些人他们在一起也有一些。 属灵的活动，但是他们从来没有去过一个教会，也没有吃过什么圣餐，没有一些那种宗教的仪式。
There was a study research done in the U.S., and they found that more than 90% of adults express a belief in God.
最近美国有一项调查，就是说90%的成人认为有神。
And more than 70% of the individuals surveyed identified religion as one of the most important influences in their life.
超过70%的人认为宗教在他们的生活中起过最重要的作用。
And there are benefits that we have found in the medical world when a person practices their spiritual side of their life.
在医学里面也发现
We have found higher lymphocyte counts in female cancer patients. And the lymphocytes are helpful to prevent infection from viruses that can kill a person on chemotherapy.
调查也，我们医学里面也发现，在女性的癌症患者里面，有熟龄的人，他的那个淋巴细胞的数目会多一些。
They also have found that there is better physical and mental health scores in men and women who don't have serious disease when they practice their spirituality.
还有一项就发现，就是说对健康的，不管是男的女的，健康的人，如果他们有属灵的生活，他们的身体的就身体状况也会更好一些。
So how does severe spiritual distress manifest? What does that look like when somebody is in severe spiritual distress or not spiritually healthy?
那么就是说，严重的这个属灵的，叫我说的疾病吧，是怎么表现出来的呢？
Do any of you know someone who has refused to acknowledge the spiritual side of their life and they seem in distress or are spiritually unhealthy?
我们有没有发现一些人他非常的有压抑，属灵方面我们认为不健康，但是他们却不承认。
If you know someone like that, raise your hand.
你们知道的话，请举一下手。
Raise it up high so I can think. And while I speak here today, I want you to think about that person and how you might help them in their spiritual journey to health.
在我下面讲的中间，我求你能够思想一下这个人。
In medicine, we often think of who is most likely to die, what are the risk categories, what are the most common things that people die from.
在医学里面，我们经常有一个问题，就是说哪些人最容易死亡。
And we try to prevent that.
我们当然要尽量的设法避免这种情况。
We know that heart disease, or heart attacks can kill many people in this country, so we try to teach people about eating healthy, low cholesterol foods, higher fiber foods.
我们知道心脏病还心肌梗塞是造成死亡的最主要的因素，所以我们教育大家要吃健康的食物，低那个胆固醇的高纤维的食物。
Not adding salt to their diet because that could increase their blood pressure and put an extra load on the heart.
不要加太多的盐，因为它会增加血压。
We also know that the 11th leading cause of death in the United States is really a sign of spiritual distress.
我们发现那个第十一个引起人死亡的因素，死亡的疾病是属灵的疾病。
Let's see if you can guess what that is.
请大家。
There's more than 30,000 people and hundreds of thousands almost die from this every year in this country.
每年有30,000人死于这项疾病，也有更多的几十万人或者更多在受着这种得着这种疾病。
And millions more are affected.
有几百万人受到这个病的影响。
Do you know what this disease is?
这是什么病？
Suicide, we heard that. Very good.
就是那个自杀。
And in the emergency department is where we tend to see people who either have been successful at the suicide or near successful at the, of suicide attempts.
急救人员经常要对这些一些那些要自杀的人或者要准备自杀的人进行处理。
People consider suicide when they are hopeless and have lost meaning in life.
人们常常会想到自杀，当觉得生活没有意义或者没有希望的时候，会想到这个自杀。
I guess my words fell off the page there, but often related to depression, substance abuse, guilt, or a major shameful life event.
自杀的这个情况经常跟那个 比如说抑郁症，还有那个滥用药物，或者是自己感到内疚，还有一些重大的生活里面的事情。
Sometimes it's a breakup with a girlfriend, a divorce, a lost job.
比如说失恋，或者离婚，或者失业。
Spiritually distressed people often express anger towards God and others and guilt towards themselves and or loss of purpose.
属灵方面有疾病的人经常表现比较容易发怒，对别人或者对神发怒，或者自我又感觉到比较内疚，对生活呢没有目的，也觉得没有意义。
We have some examples of depression and spiritual distress in the Bible.
在圣经里面也提到了一些有属灵疾病的人的例子。
Elijah, who was a prophet of God and did amazing things for God against the prophets of Baal.
以利亚是神的一个先知，他的这个先知我们知道他做了在很大的一个奇迹。
Began to run away from Queen Jezebel.
但是呢，他后来呢就逃避这个皇后。
She was very evil, and she wanted the king. She wanted to kill this prophet of the Lord that was preaching against the evilness in that country.
这个皇后呢就想办法要杀害伊利亚。
So Elijah ran, and he was physically, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted.
所以伊利亚就觉得身体也很疲惫，精神上也很受到了很大的疲劳，还有灵性方面，他也觉得是没有希望。
He was a believer in God, and he loved God, and he was used by God, but he was exhausted.
他是当然是相信神的，他也是被神利用的人，是神的先知，但是他在感觉到非常的疲劳。
And he got to the point of saying in verse 5 of 1 Kings chapter 9, Lord, take my life, Lord, he said.
但是他在列王记上第十九章第五节说，对神说，神啊，请你带去我的生命。
Another example is Job, and we have a whole book on the book of Job's life.
另一个就是约伯，圣经上有一个整个的约伯书来记载他的生活。
He also was physically, emotionally, and spiritually very low.
他也是身体上、情绪上还有灵性上都非常的低落。
Who remembers what happened in Job's life that would have made him very low?
谁知道什么事情发生在约伯身上，使他觉得生活非常的低落？
Everything, did I hear everything happen? Yes, his family died, his entire family died, all of his cattle and his sheep were killed, his homes were destroyed, his wife was the only remaining companion that he had besides three friends that were probably not real good friends.
他刚才有人就说是一切他生活的一切包括他的子女全部被都死亡，他的牛群羊群都死亡，他的房屋被毁坏，剩下的只有他的妻子，他的亲人只有他的妻子，还有几个不是怎么太好的朋友。
Have you ever felt like you had one of those days?
你们有没有经历过这样的日子？
Where everything seems like it's fallen apart in your life?
或者什么时候我们觉得生活的一切都是乱七八糟？
Well, he got to that point where he said, My days have passed, my plans are shattered, and so are the desires of my heart. Where then is my hope?
约伯就说我的日子已经过去我的计划已经破碎我的心的希望已经没有所以我还有什么希望呢
And again, this is a man who used to pray for his children every day. He loved God. He knew God.
所以我们知道约伯开始的时候他是非常的爱神天天为他的子女祷告
So even as believers, we can become spiritually exhausted.
所以即使我们这些信神的人也会在灵性方面感到非常的疲劳。
And there's a couple examples of people who actually tried to commit suicide. One is the jailer in Acts chapter 16, and it talks about his life collapsing around him.
圣经
还有一个例子，
一个就是说，他那个在新约里面的一个
监狱的看守。
He was the jailer in charge of the jail where Paul and Silas were when the earthquake came. And everything crumbled and the gates swung open. And as a jailer, he thought he would be killed because these prisoners will escape.
在他看监的时候发生了地震，地震的时候这样的门窗全都打开，所以他就觉得这些囚犯肯定是逃跑了，所以他非常的害怕，就想到了自杀。
Verse 27 of chapter 16 says, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped.
所以在圣经上记载就是说，他拿出了他的剑，准备自杀。
But just a few verses later, after he had an opportunity to ask Paul, what must I do to be saved? He heard what he needed to do.
但是记载了我们就几节经文之后他就问保罗就说我要做什么呢才能使我相信神和我的家人全都相信神
That by believing in Jesus he would be saved and he was filled with joy and because he had come to believe in God he and his whole family were saved
只有通过耶稣所以之后他还有他的全家人都跟从了耶稣
The difference is Judas. Judas made some choices that betrayed our Lord Jesus.
还有一个例子就是说犹大，犹大是背叛了耶稣。
He also recognized he was a sinner. He had made some choices that were against the will of God.
但是他意识到他做错了事情，他所做的是违背神的意思。
He said, I have betrayed innocent blood. Then he went away and hanged himself.
他自己说，我犯罪了，我背叛了无辜人，我流了无辜人的血，所以他后来就自杀了。
That's in Matthew, but in Acts we have a verse that talks about Judas falling like from a cliff. And so some people speculate that he tried to hang himself, he tried to commit suicide, he wasn't successful, and then he went out and jumped off a cliff.
刚才那是在马太福音记载的，所以他在想上吊自杀。在使徒行传里面也记载着他买了一块地。然后在那儿自杀他又提到说他两个地方说的这个说可能犹大上吊自杀不成功后来又买了一块地
And sometimes as people are so distressed if somebody can intervene before they try again that could turn their life around
所以有时候一个人他精神方面受到很大的压力或者很大的创伤所以他第一次不成功他还会尝试第二次
So if we assess a spiritual condition and assist people in finding purpose, hope, and peace during their times of distress, we can help them on their journey.
所以在一个人有属灵方面疾病的时候，我们有一些评价的办法，这样可以帮助他来改进他的属灵健康。
So what are some examples of times of spiritual crisis or distress that you have had or maybe someone you know? What kind of crises happen in a person's life?
所以你们有没有知道你们自己或者朋友或者其他人有没有一些哪些人经历了一些属灵的危机或者属灵的疾病?
They can just say out loud.What kind of things would be very disturbing to someone spiritually in their life? Something that would be very upsetting.
有什么事情可以是让一个人的属灵生活突然的受到了打击，或者是他觉得不能接受了？
Let's see if you thought of them. Illness, injury, divorce, death of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of home or relationship.
比如说疾病、受伤、离婚，或者是亲人的死亡、失业，或者失去一些很重要的关系等等。
The lady in the center is a woman on chemotherapy, and her response to that diagnosis of cancer is, I couldn't breathe when they told me. I screamed and cried and said, can't anyone help me?
她这个上面中间那个女的，她已经是得到了癌症，但她中间的时候，她就在喊叫，她说有没有人能够救我。
And I know when I was diagnosed with cancer last year, I had to make that decision of what was God doing in my life? What path did he want me to take? What kind of response did he want me to have with this news that my health was not good?
他说他自己当被诊断得了癌症的时候，他也会问很多的问题，就说神是让我要经历一个怎样的生活，让我做什么，让我做什么的反应等等一系列的问题。
And in the last year, I had to go through 2 surgeries, biopsies, radiation, chemotherapy, and I stand before you knowing that God has healed me.
去年他要做两次手术，他经历了化疗、放疗，还有等等其他一系列的手术过程。通过这个过程，他知道神救了他。
And I want to thank you for your prayers during this last year that strengthened me on my spiritual distress.
在这个时候，我也感谢大家，在我这去年的时候对我的祷告，我也知道，那个在我还帮助我度过了我的属灵得病的时候，不健康的时候。
So what can we do to assess the spiritual health or distress in ourselves or those we know?
所以呢，我们怎么来评价这个属灵的健康？
Remember, the first step in discovering and treating a problem is asking the right questions.
所以第一个情况就是说，我们要在发现或者治疗一个问题的时候，我们必须把这个问题问对。
Okay, and so the question I'm asking today is, how is your spiritual health today?
所以我要问大家一个问题。你的属灵健康状况怎么样？
And on the back of your outline, you will see a spiritual health assessment. And it's in Chinese and English to make it easier.
他这个发的这个纸的一面里面写的是属灵健康评估。这里面有中英文，大家可以看一下。
Hopefully you have pens or pencils with you, or there's maybe some in the back that somebody can help pass out. But I would like you to answer these questions on this assessment.
大家如果有笔的话，请给自己做一个打一下分。如果后面如果还有笔的话，请给分发一下，看有的人没有笔。
If you go to an emergency department or to a doctor's office and you're having pain, we often ask, well, what level is your pain? Between 1 and 10, 10 being the worst pain you ever had, what level is your pain?
当你去看医生的时候，如果你说很疼痛，这样医生就得想办法来评价你这个疼痛的程度有多少，从1到10做一个评价，要做一个疼痛的程度。
And our goal is to bring a person as close to 1 or 0 as possible during our treatment.
所以在整个治疗的过程中，他们要的目的就是说，把这疼痛降低到最低，到一或者到零的程度。
During different times of a person's life, even as a Christian, they may be shifting more towards the number 5 on this scale.
在我们那个整个属灵的生活里面，有时候我们的问题的程度会达到接近5的程度，它的标准是5是最高的。
So I'm going to give you a few minutes to answer those questions, and read through where you might be on that scale between 1 and 5 for each of those 4 areas.
下面我们可以用几分钟的时间，回答一下这个纸上的这些问题，是从1到5。大家，你可以打一下分。
And meaning has to do with purpose in life. It has to do with how motivated you might feel or passionate to do something that God has put on your life to do.
第一项就是说，含义指的是生命的意义，生命的包括生命的目的，对神对我们生活中的起的作用。
Forgiveness is not only in the realm of relationships on earth, but it also may be that you have never sensed that you have asked forgiveness of God for the things that you have done.
宽恕包括我们对别人的宽恕，也包括我们要求神宽恕我们自己。
The third area is relatedness.And that has to do with our connection with people or with things. Maybe you're separated from children because of college, or maybe you're separated from family members just because they live in China. And there could be a problem with feeling connected to people because of that.
相关性指的是，比如说是亲朋关系，还有人际关系，我们跟亲人之间的关系或朋友之间的关系怎么样？
The last area is hope, and that has to do with the future. When you look to the future, how hopeful are you?
最后一项希望就是指对未来的希望。我们当我们观望未来的时候，我们感觉到我们未来的状况会怎么样？
So after you mark the area that you might be on that scale, then add up your points.
当你做完这四项的时候，把你的全部的分数，把四项的分数加起来。
The scale will go between 4 and 20.
所以你的分数应该在4分和20分之间。
Okay, has everybody been able to finish that?
大家做完了吗？有没有做完的
？Okay, I'm going to skip through these parts, and then we'll get to that last part. Okay, another area I want you to just kind of, when you're finished with that scale, just set it aside for a minute, because I want to remind you that there are resources for helping a person who may have spiritual distress.
他刚才要把一部分这个要讲的给跳过去了，下来他要讲一些属灵保养或者属灵保养方面的几个因素。
And just being with your friend or someone who's in spiritual distress, being attentive spiritually is important.
所以，第一个就是说要跟你那个跟他在一起，有一些属灵方面有问题的。朋友亲人要跟他们首先要在一起。
But if anybody says that they want to kill themselves and they have a plan, they need to seek professional help. And the easiest way to do that in this community is just take them to the emergency department and we can help them there.
如果有人有什么自杀的念头的话，他一定要带他去看一些急救人员，在这个国家呢就是去看急诊。
Okay. Perhaps they're just down or depressed, and we can help them if they're in the hospital with prayer or with taking communion or reading the Bible with them, different kind of ritual type of things that they might feel comfortable with.
还有就是我们看顾的时候跟他们在一起，给他们经历一些属灵方面的活动，比如说读经或者是祷告。
Okay. And just one more thing that you want to remind those that are in a spiritual distress state is that attending church can actually prolong their life.
还有一项就是说，要说的是，参加这个教会的活动也可以延长寿命。
So you being here today is a healthy thing for you physically as well as spiritually.
所以今天大家能到这儿来。不仅对我们的灵性方面有好处，对我们的真正的身体也有好处。
This was a large study of 95,000 women in the United States.
这有一项研究了95,000妇女，对他们的研究做了一项研究。
And they found that attending a weekly service, regardless of their faith, may actually lower their risk of death by 20% compared to people who don't attend services.
它就是结果是只要来教会不管是信还是不信或者信的程度怎么样平均说他们的寿命会增长 20%。
Okay, so ask somebody to come to church. That's one thing that you can do in helping the spiritual health of friends or family because what we found is that 82% of people who don't currently attend a church would be receptive to going to church if a friend invited them.
所以呢，邀请我们一些亲朋到教会来是帮他们的一个很好的机会有一项调查也发现那个 82% 的人不来教会的人如果被邀请的话他们会来
and only 21% of those who attend church invited someone new to church in the last year
还调查里面还发现就是经常参加教会的人只有 21% 的人经常邀请过他一些亲朋
So let's look over your surveys. We're going to finish up here. And on your surveys, under the first area of meaning, if you found that you were closer to the number 5 and life has become meaningless, I want you to write down these two verses and spend some time today reading those alone. The first one is Ephesians 1:11.
回到这个上面就是说你要是生命的这个含义中文学生含义方面如果你的打分是五或者接近五的话他说要让你今天要读下面两段经文
This is your doctor's prescription
这是医生的诊断的给的药方
And the second one is Psalms 139:13-16
Excuse me, I missed the first
The first one's Ephesians 1:11.
对，第一节经文是以弗所书第一章第十一节。
And then the second one, Psalm 139:13-16.
第二节经文是诗篇139:13-16.
Okay, and this also, if you write these down, can help with others that you meet that might have problems in the meaning of their life.The last one is Romans 8:28.
还有一节经文，对，也有好处，就是说罗马书第八章第二十八节。
All things do work together for the good, and they give us a sense of purpose because for those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
他就是说，凡事都互相效力。
Forgiveness from God, we know from John 3:16.And then also 1 John 2:1-2.
For 对原谅方面的那个经文是第约翰一书第一章第九节。
We know that if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
他就是他大概就是说耶稣也只有耶稣可以原谅我们的罪他也是会救我们
Okay And then if we're having problems in the area of forgiveness for others look at 1 John 1:9 and Matthew 18:21
饶恕包括饶恕我们自己的罪还有饶恕别人的罪还有一段经文就是马太福音18:21
The whole chapter of Matthew 18 is wonderful if you're struggling in the area about forgiveness for others.
如果你对那个很难原谅别人的话，整阅读一下整个的约翰马太福音的整个第十八章。
And relatedness to others, the prescription for that area is 1 John 1:7 and 1 Corinthians 12:27.
人际关系或者亲朋关系方面的经文是约翰一书第一章第七节
And relatedness to God we look at Romans 8:38-39 that reminds us that nothing is going to ever separate us from God's love
刚才还有一节就是说哥林多前书第十二章第二十七节关于对神的关系是罗马书第八章38:39
For hope, Jeremiah 29:11, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
对于希望的经文，有关希望方面的经文是耶利米书第29章第11节，还有那个希伯来书第6章第9节。
And then Hebrews 6:9 is about that hope we have in Him. So in conclusions, our spiritual assessment can identify needs for interventions or prescriptions.
所以我们做一下总结，就是说我们对属灵生活的诊断可以帮助我们得到这个治疗属灵疾病的处方药方。
And interventions that might be appropriate include listening, rituals, Bible reading, prayer, attending church.
这个药方里面可能包括我们比如说有时候就是聆听，或者是参加一些仪式，读经、祷告，还有正常的加入教会的活动。
And interventions with the spiritually distressed can prevent suicide and improve the quality and length of life.
我们这个药方呢，可以帮助我们提高我们的属灵的生活，防止这个自杀，还能同时能够延长我们的寿命。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。